Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hey Bud, can you hear me?
Yes.
It's Stevie, how are you doing?
Fine, I guess.
Alright, sounds perfect. So please tell me, is this a good time? Can you talk right now?
Sure.
Perfect. First of all, please tell me, are you not in the U.S.?
No, I'm in Canada.
You're in Canada. All right, just a moment here. Let me pull out the questionnaire. All right, so let me just fill out the questionnaire for you on your behalf. So first of all, it says name of individual who is in the beneficial owner. So it's your name.
I'm sorry.
I have your full name on as per the tax documents.
Oh, yeah. Douglas Victor Carroll.
I'm sorry. Come again.
Douglas.
Douglas.
Victor,
all right.
And then in brackets, Bud, B-U-D.
Mm-hmm.
Carroll, C-A-R-R-O-L-L.
All right. Douglas Victor Bud Carroll. That's the full name, right?
Yes. Well,
all
the
right.
Name is...
And what's the... Go ahead.
What street?
No, I'm saying Douglas Victor Bud Carroll is the full name.
Yeah, Douglas Victor Carroll. Yeah, with a Bud with brackets.
All right, Bud with bracket. Got it. And what's the country of citizenship? Is it Canada?
It's British Columbia. Is that what you mean?
Just a minute.
It's Sydney, BC.
All right. Can you please repeat? What's the country of citizenship?
I don't know why I can't understand what you're saying.
Can you hear me fine now?
Yes.
Perfect. I'm saying, what's the country of citizenship?
Oh, Victoria, British Columbia. Canada.
Victoria, British Columbia. It's Canada, right?
Yes.
All right, and what's your permanent address, mailing address?
It's 9710 2nd Street,
mm-hmm.
Unit 204,
mm-hmm.
Sydney, S-I-D-N-E-Y,
mm-hmm.
British Columbia.
All right, 9710 2nd Street, Unit 204, Sydney, British Columbia, V8L3C4, Canada, right?
Yes.
Perfect, got it here. And all right, and the mailing address is going to be the same?
Yes, it's the mailing address.
All right.
Of course, you want... I had it here somewhere.
And, Bud, please tell me, what's the tax identifying number?
I don't, text
Text,
identifying
yeah.
number?
Yeah, text identifying number, your text ID.
I'm trying to find it here. I don't quite understand what that is, but
But it is just a vendor form, which is required on Ingram Sparks to book to publish the book globally.
yes. Well, that's on the request for taxpayer. Is that W-9?
Yeah, it's basically the W-9 form is for the US citizen, and this is the W-8 questionnaire. It is for the non-US citizens. Currently, I'm filling the W-8 questionnaire for you as you are in Canada. So I do require your tax ID.
You require my what?
Tax ID. Your tax ID.
I don't know what that is.
Are you a tax filer?
I don't think so.
All right then. All right, then let me have a word with the team regarding the W-8 questionnaire, and I'll let you know about this. Beside this, I have shared like the credentials of your Ingram Sparks account, right? You have that with you?
Yes.
All right. What I want you to do is go to that link, then enter your email address and password over there, which I have shared with you already. So you just have to log in, click on verify. You need to verify your account as it is linked with your email address. So you just need to log in and verify it. And if it asks you any questions, just put answer those questions, and it will ask you to change the password. Kindly change the password there and share the updated password with me so I can share it with the team, and they are gonna publish the book globally.
All right, I've got a number. I haven't got it in front of me right now. I'm looking for it.
Should I just send it to you again?
Well, no, I wanted to ask you about when I. This is for the printing. The printer, I forget the name of the printer.
You had a word with Daniel, right?
With Daniel about, yeah, but I think, I don't know.
So this questionnaire and this website that I'm telling you to log in and change the password, it is not for printing, it is for publishing. It is for worldwide publishing.
Oh, okay. All right. I mean publishing. Yeah.
Yeah, it is for
But
publishing.
what is the name of that company for publishing?
The platform that we are using for worldwide publishing, it is Ingram Sparks.
Yeah, okay. Now that's the one. If I go in there, I put my name down, then it asks for well, let's see. I'm trying to find it here.
But let me just share that email with you once again. It has the link over there. You just need to click on the link. It will redirect you to their website. Then you can copy the email address and password from my email and log in to the account.
Oh, all right. You're going to send me that?
Yep, I have just shared it with you again. Once you have it, once you receive my email, just click on the link, log into your account, verify it, change the password, and share the device password with me.
All right, but are you giving me a password to use?
Yeah, currently we do have a password. I have already shared it with you. You need to log in with that password, verify your
Okay.
account, change your password, and share the new password with me.
Oh, okay. So you want me to change
Yeah.
the password
Yep,
and
yep,
then
yep.
send it to you.
That's right.
Well, when I did it before, I was thinking that's what you wanted, but I couldn't find any way to change the password.
It will
I mean,
automatically ask you to change the password.
oh, okay.
All right, and
But
if
I
you
didn't.
fa still fa yeah, if you still face any trouble, just send me an email and I'll get back to you.
Okay. All right.
All
I
right then. That.
you have my address and everything. Yeah, I think that's all right. All right. So you're going to send it right now?
Yep, I have already sent it.
Oh, okay. Do you want me to check it out now?
Yep, just check it out. Log in, change the password, and do let me know the new password, and we're going to take care of this from here.
Okay, it hasn't come through yet. Oh, there it is. Just came. Okay.
All right then, bud. So just share the new password with me and I'll get back to you. That's all from my side.
All right.
All right, take care of
All
yourself.
right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Steve. Bye-bye.